It can, and as a dry product, it is very innocuous. We leave it in our cupboards for months and months and months, don't we?
We do indeed. So what can happen to rice when it isn't handled the right way?
Well, as with any dried food, once you add water, it turns into what we call a potentially hazardous food. So microbes, like us, need water to grow. So when you cook rice, that you're obviously adding water, making it wet. So you are cooking the rice, so you kill some of the microbes, but unfortunately you don't necessarily kill all of them. And so what can happen is the spores of one particular microbe called Bacillus cereus, it's a bacteria, the spores of that can germinate and then grow and produce a toxin in the rice if you leave the rice sitting around at room temperature. So that's probably the key message, that if you cook and you cool rice, if you cool it properly, that's okay. But if you leave it sitting around at room temperature, that's when it becomes more hazardous in terms of the toxin that's produced.
So a lot of people, a lot of thinking would say that, you know, before you put something in the fridge, you should let it cool down a bit. But is that not necessarily the case, Kathy?
Yeah, that's always been spoken about a lot. It's potentially a little bit of an urban myth. So what we usually recommend is perhaps just let it cool so the steam's stopped. The food has stopped steaming, then put it in a shallow container and pop it in the fridge as soon as possible.
Why shallow? And
so if you have things in a large, bulky container, then it takes a lot longer for the centre of that food to cool. So if you put it in a shallow container, it will cool much quicker, and then you can also keep it for a lot longer. Well, not a lot longer, but a little bit longer in the fridge.
How long can you keep rice in the fridge, Kathy? It's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Oh, we usually say with most leftovers, you can safely keep those leftovers in the fridge for 3 to 5 days. And that it always depends on how you've handled the food before you put it in the fridge. So we are probably fairly conservative in that 3 to 5 days, because we don't know how consumers are handling it. But if you have cooked it and cooled rice or any leftovers for that reason, if you cook and cool them fairly quickly, get them in the fridge, then 5 days is really quite reasonable.
So why is this, I suppose, a misunderstanding around rice? Do you have the same problems, or would you, if you were putting, cooking corn or wheat or pasta, I suppose? Is there something about rice?
I think there is something about rice and this bacteria called Bacillus cereus. So Bacillus spores, so they're like the seeds of the bacillus, they're all around in the environment, and they're often associated with cereal products like rice. And this particular Bacillus cereus really likes starchy foods. So that's probably why it's potentially a bit more hazardous than something like corn. And when you cook the food, when you cook the rice, you've killed lots of other things. And so there's also no competition for the Bacillus cereus in that cooked rice that is potentially left on the bench.
So because we eat so much rice now as well, where it was that when it became particularly popular in Australia, when it became such a staple part of our food culture?
Yeah, that's probably actually a really good point, that, you know, with the growth of the Chinese restaurants around that era and people going out and eating out as well. Yeah, that's actually a really good point that you make.
So what effect does this particular bacteria have on the body?
Usually Bacillus cereus food poisoning is, I'm going to say, a relatively mild foodborne illness, because some pathogens like Salmonella and some E. coli can cause really serious illnesses, as well as Listeria and quite frequently death. So in most circumstances, Bacillus cereus food poisoning is mild. The one that's associated with rice is usually a vomiting illness, and that will actually occur within sort of even up to 30 minutes after eating it. It'll make you sick, and you'll probably recover from that within 24 hours. If people are immune compromised, so pregnant, the elderly, younger people, or yeah, someone with an immune compromised system, they tend to get sicker from foodborne illness. So that's why we say in relative terms it's a mild illness, but it's never very nice getting food poisoning.
Are we getting better at this kind of stuff, Kathy?
Absolutely we are, and that's why I love the opportunity like this. You mentioned that, you know, in food service they know about all these sorts of things. So actually talking to consumers about potential risks about things like cooked rice, and letting people know that it is actually okay to eat cooked and cold rice as long as you look after it, and it's okay to keep it in the fridge, and that the message is to get it in the fridge quickly, and then you can safely use it after it's been stored in the fridge, because a lot of people hear those urban myths that rice is dangerous. It's only dangerous if you don't handle it properly.